The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Hey, good morning. This is Sue McClain, keeping you company along with Linda Bott. Now, I'm filling in for Carl. Now, this, I feel like I'm sitting in a king's throne.
Well, we all know that, and good morning, everybody. It's the 13th of August. We're going to give you a weather update, but we always bring our morning show, and this first read is always by Shasta Regional. We want to say Shasta Regional Medical Center, proud to be the only hospital in Reading to earn 4 consecutive A grades from Leapfrog Group for patient safety. All right, so there you go. Now the weather. Sue, why don't you read the weather? You're so
sure,
good at it.
Absolutely.
I love to listen to you talk about the weather.
Today it's going to be sunny and cooler. We've seen such warm temperatures. We've seen 108, and then when it gets down to 100, we're almost relieved. But
oh,
then
yeah.
When we get in the 90s,
we're like kicking our heels like the leprechaun.
Feels, yeah, doesn't it? It feels like spring when it's 90. But note, today, sunny and high, and a high of 90. Calm wind 5 to 8 miles per hour. Then wind gusts could be up to 20 miles per hour. So if you don't have anything you want to fly away, you might want to make sure it's tied down. Now, tonight, clear and a low of 60, a little windy too. But for tomorrow, winds are going to be calm with a high of 89 and a low of 59. Saturday, 90 and a low of 61. And for Sunday, we've got that triathlon that's going on. You can expect a high of 93 and a low of 60.
Ironman 7.
That's it. And it's like a half, right? Isn't it?
Well,
it's a half.
But I mean, when you got 32 miles here and 12 and that doesn't feel like a half, but I can only imagine what a full is. In Hawaii, they have the full Ironman.
Right. My brother did that full Ironman.
Yeah.
And it was quite an event. But, you know, having all these athletes from all around the world here in Reading, you might see them on the roadway. You might see a lot more cyclists than usual. So you've got to have your head on a swivel. More people jogging around. And school's back in session. So.
Okay. Oh, yes. Except for that yesterday when we had Todd Jones, who I kept wanting to call Scott. You know, that got in my head, and I just go, that guy, I think I just reached my tired point or something. So just like first thing out of tongue was Scott. Anyway, when he was on, the CEO and the president of Chamber of Commerce is very involved, with bringing Ironman, to the, Reading area, was talking about the dates that people are saying, why would they do it in August? Well, they chose it. We didn't choose it. And they had 2 dates. And they picked August. So this is a professional company, a real professional, Ironman, team. And they brought like 100 people with them to Reading. So, you know, this looks good when we start talking about, you know, fill the seats, TOT, all of that.
And the village is being set up right now at the Civic Auditorium.
Right. And he said yesterday that it opens Friday. So if you want to get merch, you don't want to maybe deal with the crowds on Sunday, although I think it'd be really cool to see something on Sunday. But going back to your brother, that he did the full Ironman, I mean, you've got, I know, unfortunately, rest in peace.
Yes.
But he did so many wonderful things that he actually, being impaired mm-hmm. on top of it, was a proof that, you know, you can't let the fact that maybe if you have what they would call a disability slow you down with, right?
Oh, absolutely. His name was is Bobby McMullen. Now, he was my brother. He passed away a couple of years ago, and he did the Ironman, but not only did he do that, and it took him quite a while. I think the race was eventually shut down and he was able to finish.
Yeah.
But because it took him extra long, he had broken his toe. So it was extra hard for him, but he had to, you know, you swim and then you have to run and a cycle. And he was an extraordinary athlete. He was, once again, he was blind, and he was on the U.S. Disabled Olympic Ski Team for a time, and he did everything. He was a, you know, mountain bike racer, and he competed against professional mountain bike racers. So,
I think if I'm not mistaken, Todd was saying that he competed, and he recalls, he said that maybe at a break yesterday, he recalls your brother and said, you know, he was in his smoke.
Yeah, he was. He was quite, he was so competitive. We all are. Right. You know, we can't, play Monopoly. Forget it. We're going to be up all night. And
really?
Competitive.
Oh, that's
there isn't
cool.
any, our entire family. But, you know, once again, this is very exciting to have this type of event here in Reading.
And you love sports. Now, do you go crazy on the Super Bowl? Do you have a baseball team?
I do baseball team. My whole family's Dodgers.
Okay.
And,
you must have loved the World Series.
They did. I'm a Yankee fan.
Oh, well, you know, hey, you like who you like.
And they keep giving me Dodger gear. So I'm leaning closer just because I've got so much Dodger gear now.
Yeah, and that was a really fun, I don't follow, but when it comes to, I know that sounds shallow, when it comes to the playoffs and the Super Bowl or when it comes, now I did enjoy watching the American team and I felt, in the FIFA World Cup and I felt like, and I watched a bunch of documentaries leading up to the World Games and I thought like, here's America. And then when they lost, you heard nothing. It was like crickets.
Right.
And I was like, you know what? You know, we have to continue on with the support.
Right. Because, you know, they're here. Yes. And we need to celebrate. And I don't know how many people when they went back to their own countries, they loved America. They're like, you have no idea how great it is there, how great the food is. And they were taking ranch dressing in their suitcases.
Yes.
I thought that was hilarious.
Yes.
What's the best part of America? I don't know, but I love that ranch dressing.
Right, right.
I'm thinking that is really
it's interesting.
Great. You know, it is. We don't realize those small things.
Yeah. In fact, if Hidden Valley, whoever it is, that would be a great Super Bowl commercial.
Oh,
they could gather that and say, you know, why are we the best? Just ask the different people from around the world.
Yep.
And they're getting handcuffed. They're getting handcuffed. It's because they're taking it too much. You know, where they can't take it through, you know, when you're going on a flight and you have to go through security.
Okay.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about fires. Let's see. We've got about 3 minutes here. Fires across the North State. We're dealing with several wildfire fire incidents yesterday, including two small fires in Shasta County. And this is what I was hearing about earlier today, the Hoopa Valley. That's a gorgeous area, by the way. The tunnel fire reported near Hagen Road and Ruddy Camp in Montgomery Creek was contained about a quarter of an acre. The post fire near Hay Fork has also burned roughly a quarter of an acre. While those fires remain relatively small, the situation was far more serious near Hoopa, and they have a beautiful campsite that's on the creek there in Hoopa. Have you ever driven out there?
Actually, my daughter worked out there, and it is a beautiful area, absolutely. Yeah, she worked for a company, and she was out there. My daughter, she's a forester.
Okay.
And so this was a position that she had. She was working on the roads and making sure the roads were cleared. And she really wanted hands-on experience because she had made maps. She worked for the city of Chico making maps. And now she works here doing that. She's got her. And anyway, so it was very interesting. And her fiancé is from Hoopa.
Okay.
So, you know, we love the area. Absolutely. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. Well, I remember in the 90s, and driving out to Hoopa was a two-lane, and if you were going and there was somebody coming, you had to pull over. If you could find enough room, because otherwise you were going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember that? There was some going around the bends, but some of the most gorgeous stretch of river. And, of course, you know, there's a lot of groves out there, and there's a lot of you're not really sure what's out there. So,
yeah, you don't want to wander off the beaten path out there. And this is just a heads up for you. We say it's beautiful. It is. Follow the road. Don't get off the roadway.
No. An evacuation order and multiple evacuation warnings remained in effect as firefighters worked to protect communities in the area. So Highway 96 was closed between Weechpack?
Yes, that's
all
close.
Right.
Close enough.
All right.
I'm guessing you're correct.
Weechpack and Hoopa from approximately mile post 15.5.
I don't think I read that this morning.
I don't know.
I think
post.
I said near Hoopa.
You got to go through posts. You know, you look at the post that's that mile post. That's that white post that sticks out of the ground, folks. That's what that is. 15.5 to mile post 21. That's what we're talking out there.
Yes.
All right. I don't think there's any signs hanging overhead.
No.
There might be some telephone wires. If they're working.
That's about it. That's about it. Hey, stick around. Coming up next, we're going to talk more about what's happening. We've got a bioenergy facility receiving more than $570,000. We're going to talk about why that is happening and what it's for. So stick around.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. KCNR, did we give you where we are? KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We appreciate you guys listening to us. We're your talk radio streaming, as Sue would say, around the world at KCNR, worldwide at KCNRradio.com.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectible. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flipping pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Gold Leaf Nursery is open and has been serving Shasta County growers since 1975 and going strong. Have you noticed all the different colors of crepe myrtles blooming? We have several varieties and colors. Dwarf size, semi-dwarf, up to full size to choose from. And right now, they're on sale and drought tolerant. It's a great time to buy. Gold Leaf Nursery carries a large selection of water-wise shrubs and trees. Our summer sale is on now. 20% off all gallon and 15-gallon shrubs and trees. 25% off all 25-gallon trees. Need fast-growing trees, 3 to 4 feet per year, drought-tolerant? We have Polyanthemos Silver Dollar and Weeping Willows. Great for screening or fast shade. Don't miss the 20% off sale going on all summer long. Come check out Gold Leaf Nursery on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road in Dersh, across from Club Tucker Golf Course.
Good morning and welcome. Are we doing the head bump, Sue?
I am. I love that show. I can't remember the name of the movie, but I remember it was hilarious.
Night at the Roxy.
That's it.
All
and
right.
And they did a
Night at the Roxbury.
Oh, Night at the Roxbury. Thank you.
And there was a skit on Saturday Night Live with Jim Carrey in the middle of them. Oh, my goodness.
That's some classic TV, classic stuff going on. Welcome back to KCNR. It's Linda Bach. Carl is in the mountains. You know, let me tell you something. And Sue McClain is, you know, I love the energy we're having together. I don't know. We're going to maybe have to start doing one day a week that's just you and me.
Oh, we could.
Yeah, and we'll just talk about fun, different stuff. But Carl's in the mountains on Odina. And I got to tell you what, we work together. I don't know. It's one of those relationships 5 times a day we're on the phone. I mean, we're in the morning. What are you doing? We got to do this. We got to do that. Yesterday, he calls me at 9:30. He's got John. They have the guys they're meeting at the grocery store down in Palo Cedro. And they had said anywhere between 7:30 and 8. So they were like 20 to 8. And they said, where are you guys? They get a call. Where are you guys? We're taking off. So they left without him. And Carl's like, wait. Evidently, one of the horses they was not going to be wrangled.
Oh.
To get into the trailer. So they were just a few minutes late, but Carl had said, we're all together, but he was calling from road construction where it was a 30-minute wait. I remember when you would go back and forth to Weaverville and 299.
Yeah.
Notoriously, you would plan out, oh, it's only going to be an hour. No, it's longer than that because they were doing construction forever. 10 years, 12 years. I don't know how long it went.
I think it's one of those construction zones. It's never going to end. Never.
Just because there's corrosion, et cetera. So I never heard from him yesterday, which I don't know about anybody listening. It's that when you're used to that, I didn't get mad. I got worried and
right.
Then I just tried to get myself busy and not think about it because I thought he said if they're off the grid and he'll keep looking to see if he's got bars, he would call. I know he's not doing that to torture me. He's doing it because he can't get a bar, but oh my goodness. So they take day rides. There'll be 3 days on horseback. They got to their camp, evidently, I'm hoping. And then we saw in the weather there might be thunderstorms up there. So if, you know, it's all been reconned out, the group that they go up there with. They flag it, they tag it, they take up a camp where they have cooks, they have a stage, they have a bar area. So these guys.
It sounds wrong.
I know, it just sounds
Doesn't
rough.
It?
Sounds wrong. It sounds like, wait
there
a minute.
There's stops throughout the day. It's like, we're going to stop for water. Oh,
no,
yeah.
It's a beer
it's
stop.
It's a beer stop.
It's a beer stop on a mule or something like that.
Right.
And porta potties.
I know. They're roughing it,
They're
right?
Roughing it, but
I mean, when we would do that back country, it was just you know, your horse, your saddle.
Oh man.
And some snacks.
And some snacks.
That was it. And then you just figured out the rest.
Well, it's going to be 90 degrees today. We want to tell you about that winds a little bit. Not bad, but we could get gusts up to 20 miles per hour. So when I say not bad, it could. Could is a big word. Could. Overnight lows of 60. The weather's brought to you by our friends out in Anderson. That is the Kinney family. 3 generations strong. That's Shasta Gas Propane. They're amazing. They are amazing. Veteran-owned business doing great things for seniors and veterans, giving them discounts as well.
And we've got lots of things happening. Now, there's a Shasta County bioenergy project that's getting, well, more than $500,000. It's $570,000. And this is going to the West Biohat Creek Bioenergy for its bioenergy power plant. Now, they use forest fuels that would otherwise contribute to wildfire risk and converts that material into usable energy. So that's what they're going to use. You know, they're going to use those hazardous woody materials and that's used as waste, and then they're going to turn it around and turn it into fuel. So that's good.
Excellent. We need to figure out now how to do this with water. I know there's certain places that
I still don't understand why there's any there shouldn't be any lack of water in the state of California.
I agree.
Honestly, we have reservoirs, but they should dig the reservoirs when it's dry. So when the rains come, we've got a place for it. Why can't they push these through when it's so necessary?
Spotted frog.
And yeah, they do that, right?
Spotted frog.
There's something that, you know, there's always, I understand there can be delays, but there should be, you have so much time. If not, somebody else is going to take over that project and make it happen. But the fact is we've got a huge ocean out there that we can be tapping into, that we can use that energy from and have, you know, split it. We've got salt that we could sell and then water that we could sell, but nobody's, you know, it takes so long to get those projects approved. And I'm like, come on, guys, figure this out. But, you know, for when those big wildfires hit LA and they didn't have any water, I'm thinking, you've got a whole ocean out there. Come on, guys. You have a whole ocean.
That was very poorly planned and very sinful to think about. Monday, Carl talked about there was two people that took out permits to build. And I thought, okay, well, that's great. Anybody can do the paperwork. But you've got to find out the foundation of septic, where the waste goes, and water.
Water's number one thing. Absolutely.
You know, are you taking from somebody else?
And you think of all the new buildings.
Right.
And all of that, you've got to consider the water. And with all those, the new building and the new structures, is your bill going to go up? Yeah, you can expect it. But you know what? I'm not against new buildings at all or new builds and, you know, home construction. I just hope that our officials can get it together statewide and say, hey, you know what? We're done with, you know, trying to figure out the water issue. Here's a solution. And if there's enough people that go and talk to your congressman and talk to those in charge and say, hey, fix this water issue because we're not going to wait for you anymore.
Well, yesterday we were talking to somebody and I said that we went on to, it was something about go to your congressman, and we looked it up, and it was the gal talking about
Merchant Marines,
and we talked about you can go to your congressman and write the letter about one of the bills they're trying to pass.
Right.
So, okay, now when you do your news in the morning, who do you go through?
What do you mean, who do I
go through? Well, I mean, you go, I'm sure you do the night before and the morning of, when you're looking at all your news outlets and you're forming what you're going to talk about.
Oh, my. I knew you were going to, one of these days you're going to ask that question. There's so many places and websites and people that I talk to throughout the day, throughout the week. It's a constant, you know, inflow of information. And the thing is, you have to check the facts on that. Otherwise, you're a sitting duck. You don't want to get in trouble for that.
That's right, and you go back.
And you don't want to give out false information
either.
If I can't verify a story, I'm not going
to
do it.
Right, and then if it goes to AI, because they consolidate.
Yes.
Like what happened yesterday with the moons and the stars. The moon and the stars.
Yeah.
I was saying six, and because she studies it, I think that there was some irritation there a little bit about what we were reading on the internet, that she said this isn't true.
Okay. A lot of people, if you missed yesterday, who did we have in?
Sandra Jennings.
If you want to hear it, go online to kcnrradio.com. You can hear the entire, interview yesterday. But we did talk to her. She's an astrologist.
Right.
And some things that were said. And she's like, well, wait a minute. That's not true. And we're like, what? You know, a lot of things that you don't believe everything you read online.
Right.
Okay. Look it up for yourself.
Right.
and double check to make sure you've got the right information. And that's all I'm saying is that's the same thing with the news.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know,
double check your sources.
Yeah. If there's anybody, you know, and then some people, they'll be like, I watched it on Fox News or I watched SNBC and MSNBC.
Okay,
yeah.
No.
No. I mean, I've got friends that I visited in the desert and that's what they had on and they are not.
We're not saying they're wrong. We're just saying make sure you've got the facts first.
And some of these news agencies, it is entertainment, it's television, and they lean.
They lean, then they fall off the planet.
Yeah.
They go left, and then they're like, they think the planet, what is it? It's flat earth.
Yes.
They're flat earthers, and then you just go, and you just keep going, and then you fall off. So just make sure if there's any, okay, I'm turning this
right
now. Because there's a lot of things that go online that people believe are true, just like spam.
Mm.
And you want to make sure that before you, like, it comes with medicine is important.
Ooh.
You research the meds that your doctor wants to give you, and you can't trust everything you read, like I said, online, especially because we have a lot of people that listen that may be seniors.
Right.
And
we see this on TikTok. We see this on our reels about something that they are taking or using, or they, and there'll be several people that, oh, I swear by this, et cetera. And you really need to, you need to not be a quick fix.
Right.
Right. So we do have to take a break. And when we come back, we have one of our favorite subjects, and that's loving our veterans. We've got two 95-year-old guys that are coming in after the break.
Woohoo!
Yeah, they're going to be talking about stuff that goes on or what's coming up where we can support and do a shout-out to our service members here in Reading.
And this is KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and worldwide at kcnrradio.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hello, my name is Lindsay Myers. I am the president and CEO of Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support and partnership over the years.
Hi, I'm Heather Kellenhofer, president of NorCal Breast Cancer Connection, continuing the legacy of NorCal St. Pete. We would like to express our sincere gratitude to Reading Rancheria for all the support over the years.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more, with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Everybody calls us Alliance. Stay cool this summer with a new qualified AC system from Alliance. If your current AC is struggling to keep up, now is the perfect time to upgrade. With payments starting at just $114 a month, comfort may be more affordable than you think. Don't wait until the summer heat is already here. Call Alliance today at 2212-642. Again, 2212-642. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody calls us.
Ladies, it's time to turn up the heat.
Get ready for the ultimate night out.
Because the Hunks are back.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
A steamy two-night event, Friday, August 28th and Saturday, August 29th.
Get up close and personal with these male dancers as they work their way from the stage and through the crowd.
Tickets for this immersive, sensational event are just $25 plus fees.
Include $10 pre-slot.
For tickets or complete details, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Shasta County. Tired of filtered news? Welcome to Shasta Unfiltered, your trusted online newspaper for the North State. Straight facts on Reading politics, city council moves, local events, and the national stories that actually hit your wallet, like federal funding changes and job trends right here at home. No agenda, no paid spin disguised as news. Just honest reporting and the stories you need. Visit ShastaUnfiltered.com. Your community reported right.
Hi friends, RC here from Tobacco and Brew, sharing this month's Cigar of the Humidor. H. Upman Sunrise. Grown, fermented, and aged at the H.A. Fernandez factory, this stick is medium in body, offering an Ecuadorian Connecticut seed wrapper, along with robust, hand-selected Nicaraguan long filler. Notes of coffee, cedar, and nuts make this a perfect cigar for any time of day. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to our morning show here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. Here we are on this beautiful Thursday. It is the 13th of August. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends out of Four Winds Jewelry. Voted best in the North State for 4 years in a row. They are so amazing. Family-owned, trustworthy. You can go take your loose stones in there and know that they're not going to switch them out. Fix your prongs. Do what you have to do to update. Or fix your jewelry, because you don't want to look down and all of a sudden you've been working out in the garden and your stone fell out. I got a good girlfriend that goes between Redding and Hibbings, you know, Karen. She was in the garden and she found a beautiful 3-carat diamond in the garden, which means that either somebody was playing a joke or somebody lost a beautiful stone out of their ring and just like, oh, my God, where's my stone?
In her garden?
In her garden.
Wow.
Yeah. Digging away.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
And she took a picture of it, and I was like, is that real?
And she's like, hey, I found it in my garden.
She
well,
said,
good for
yeah.
her.
I mean, and this is not in Redding. This is back in Hibbings, and in North Dakota. And so, anyway, so she said that neighborhood sprung up around 1920s.
Uh-huh.
So, but she's going to wait till she comes back here so she can...
She can get it set there.
So she can see if it's real.
Oh,
but with the
okay.
trustworthy people here.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And Four Winds is wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, we have special guests in the house that are Korean War veterans. Would you please introduce yourselves?
Yes, my name is Richard Wilkinson. They call me Dick, and I'm here with Frank Rose.
Right.
And they call him Frank.
Of course. Of course. I know. So why are you here? And let's give our listeners, as if they're listening for the first time, because we all know each other well. Tell us a little bit about your history in your war and in your time of service.
Well, before I do that, I'd like to thank you for allowing us some time here this morning.
Oh, well, bless you. Thank you.
Anyway, I'm the commander or president, local chapter of Korean War Veterans Association. It's been going on for like 35 years, but I didn't know it even existed until about 2016, and I started attending meetings, and I think maybe Frank invited me. So anyway, I was secretary for 4 years, and now everybody gets a chance to be the commander, and pretty soon it's my turn.
Okay. So, all right. You do a very, very good job.
Anyway, on groups like this, I compare it to being nominated to the Supreme Court. Once you're in there, you have it for life. Nobody wants to take your pick. our secretary died last year, and I can't find anybody to be secretary. But I have somebody on paper who was a secretary, but I write the minutes, and I said, you're just, because legally I cannot have two board positions, but I have a little recorder, and I record it, and then I write the minutes and print them out and all that. Anyway, I want to say hi to my wife, Frances.
Right. You're celebrating a big anniversary.
Yeah, we are here in this right here.
Look at this.
It's on this coming Monday, August 17th.
How many years is that?
Huh? We've been married 69 years.
Oh, my goodness.
Look how beautiful.
69 years? That's incredible.
And you're talking about four wins.
Yes.
You know, on our 50th wedding, I had a special little gold thing made for her.
Right.
And they, on our 50th, they added a diamond to it.
Okay.
And on our 60th, they put, I think it's a blue amethyst or something.
Okay.
Put that, so she had two little stones on there. So next year, I'm going to have to add something else on there. You know, for the 70th.
Oh, that's right.
That's a big one, too.
Yeah. How beautiful and meaningful.
Yeah, and I tell people that being married this long and only have one wife, I've missed out on two things. I missed out on child support and alimony.
That was cute.
Well, you know, my parents married in 53, and so they're married 73 years. And they're still alive and kicking like you. So, thought they just can ask them a question and they can answer it, just like you, both Frank, you and Dick. So, all right, so you're here to talk about and promote.
Okay, anyway, for the Korean War veterans, we have a lunch meeting every third Saturday of the month, and this is coming up this Saturday, is the 15th. It happened quickly because the first day of August was Saturday, so the third Saturday comes around fast. Anyway, we'd like people to come arrive before 11 o'clock because the meeting starts at 12. And our guest speaker is Scott, how do you pronounce it? Einberger, supervisor, a park ranger at Whiskeytown National Park. And he reminded people, if you bring proof of veteran status, driver license, or VA card, he'll issue a national park lifetime pass for anybody who would like to have one.
So we're talking about a lifetime pass that you can get from any national park if you're a veteran.
Yeah.
That's great.
I have one that's called Golden Age Pass.
Right.
I found it. When I read this, I found it. And I got mine at age 62.
Okay.
That was a couple years ago.
Yeah, just a few years ago. So this is for the Korean Veterans Association Chapter 1 General Monthly Meeting coming up on the 15th at Country Waffle Restaurant.
That's right.
And the guest speaker, Scott Einberger, he's the supervisor, interpretive park ranger for the Whiskeytown National Recreation Area. And he wants you to bring proof of veteran status, your license, or your VA card, and you'll get that National Park System Military Pass. A lifetime pass. That's going to save you.
Yeah.
That's going to save you a lot of money.
Right.
And that's fun.
That's right.
So you got a couple other things, Dick. While we've got you on the air here, let's talk about. You've got a couple raffles. You've got, and that's, you know, we all, Carl always said you are the king of raffles. Like.
I don't know about that. Anyway, coming up on August 21st, Friday, is a big deal at the Anderson VFW. There's a fundraiser for it's a Second Amendment fundraiser from Mark Baird's been working on this for 5 years, and he's getting real close to getting it to the Supreme Court, and it has to do with the Second Amendment is the right to keep for the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. To keep and bear, and it's not a privilege allowed by the state. It's actually a right. But the courts have said that to conceal carry is a privilege. So if that's a privilege and they won't give it to you, you have a right to open carry. There's no option if you want to, but the state won't allow it. And he's getting close to getting that change, I think. But we need people to attend this. The doors open at 6, and at 4, and dinner starts at 6, and it's barbecue by John Knight and the Patriots. But anyway, it's $40 a person, or a table for $250, and if anybody would like to go, we need to get people to attend this. It's probably the most important fundraiser of the year for us.
We're going.
Yeah,
we bought a table.
I bought a table.
Uh-huh.
I got it filled up already.
Right.
Anyway, we need people to attend it. And you could go to Jones's Fort and fill out it. Or if you give me a call, I will meet you somewhere, and you write a check, and we'll fill this out. We'll get it done.
All right.
Anyway, my phone number is 530-246-9131. And we need to get people to attend this. It's very important. Well, it affects. It's not just this county. It affects the whole United States if it gets done. You know.
Right. If it gets finished. If it's passed. Yeah.
We're trying to get a Supreme Court to rule on this.
Right.
Great.
My wife has donated a quilt.
Oh, lovely.
For the raffle.
Yeah, we've got your quilt right there. We talked about it today about how wonderful of work that she does, and she's. So what's the quilt look like, Frank? We got to go here in a second.
The style of the quilt is from the fall and Halloween kind.
Okay.
And it's, with the brown and the orange
right.
Oh, yeah. I love it already.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. We're talking about, we got to take a break. We've talked about the event that's coming up on the 21st, and we, as well as the Waffle House, and the date of the Waffle House where you're going to have Scott Einberger speak.
The third Saturday, which is coming up this Saturday.
Okay.
It's the 15th?
All right, August 15th. Well, thanks, guys. We appreciate you. We're going to come back. We've got more headlines to cover. At 8 o'clock, we have Dr. Hall from Simpson. That's going to be a great series. I hope the segment you stay here with me, Sue.
And you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and worldwide at kcnrradio.com.
Hey, all my friends in Redding and Shasta County, it's your friend Gary Lavox here of Rascal Flats. And the best part about touring is seeing amazing places like Redding or Shasta County. Fantastic people like my friend Josh Barker and Josh Barker Real Estate. The price is always right with Josh Barker because I think he's related to Bob Barker. Ha! Been there. Seriously, though, Josh offers more options than anyone else, and he can prove it. See for yourself at his website and check out his hundreds of five-star reviews. Josh Barker Real Estate helped over 9,000 families buy or sell a home just like yours. Josh Barker Real Estate only hires full-time experienced agents to work with you every step of the way. So remember,
sell your home the easy way. Pick the price, pick the dates, and call Josh Barker Real Estate.
For me, the best part of my day is when a commercial loan actually closes. The owner of the business, they finally have the cash to go do what they want to do to grow their business. They might have stressed about this, hoping it would all work, and when it all comes together as planned, it's a win-win for everyone. So I like that. I like it when people are happy, like, yes, I got my money, because it can be very stressful.
Plumas Bank. Experienced bankers. Real solutions. Visit PlumasBank.com.
Get ready to laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
You never know what treasures you'll discover at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. It's the perfect place to redecorate your home and find something truly unique, including a wonderful Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, along with soaps and lotions and additional items. Come browse antique desks, lamps, wall art, and elegant Asian furniture that blends natural materials with beautiful craftsmanship and timeless style. style. Collectors will love the selection of dolls, angels, cupids, glass figurines, fine jewelry, artwork, and vintage photographs. There's even a children's section with books, toys, and clothes. And if wedding bells are in your future, Memory Lane has decorations and lace along with ribbons and more to choose from. Visit Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. They're open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Every drive tells a story. Morning commutes, weekend getaways, road trips that stretch for miles. That's why you need Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. At Quick and Clean Car Wash, you'll receive a detailed hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle soft cloth wash, and a personal towel dry brings out a smooth, polished shine. Fast, affordable, starting at only $12. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
And it's a great day to be alive.
Hey, welcome back to the morning show here on KCNR. We love our vets. We love our community. And we support it all. And coming up at the 8 o'clock hour, we have Dr. Norm Hall. We're going to be talking about Simpson. There's some really good stuff happening there. Spread the love. We'll be talking about that. Sue McClain is with me this morning.
Hello.
Thank you. I had asked you when I knew that Carl was going to be gone this Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and he's up in the Warner Mountains off grid. Otherwise he'd be calling in every day. That's what he does. Would you just come in the first part? And I love that, you know, does this remind you of you and Jimbo?
It really does. You know,
I thought about
that. I did
that.
A morning show for over 14 years, almost right. 15 years with Jim Albertson, and he
right.
goes by Jimbo.
Right.
And it was Jimbo and Sue in the morning, and I haven't had a partner in such a long time. I've been flying solo, you know, since that ended for over 8 years now. And being with someone else, being on the air, this has been so much fun. I feel like the sidekick.
No,
you know?
I mean, it's great because I think we kind of, our energies gel.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So with Jimbo, and by the way, Jim, with thinking about you, I think of you often. I knew him years ago when I was over on, Reading Radio.
I forgot you were over there.
Yes. And that was how I started on radio. I was touring and traveling, and I finally decided to try to stay home and make a life, and that was Reading. And I started with Don Burton. Mm-hmm. And somebody said, somebody's looking for you. And I went over and I said, well, I've never done radio, but I've done everything else. I mean, I've been on radio shows, but not like a morning host with a partner.
Right.
And that was music oriented where we broke through. We did have guests that came on, but they would be not where you have to fill 2 or 3 hours. So, we would go from 6 to 9. So I would remember getting up at 4:30 in the morning in those days. And anyway, so Jimbo was over there and he did oldies. And, he was there for years. And then they did this, you know, I hate to say that because it's always so sad, but anybody who's ever worked for big corporations, especially in the media, but I hadn't experienced that, come through, they sell, new people come through, they're like...
They tell you you're not going to be let go.
Yeah, they're bean counters and they have no personal relationship with you whatsoever, and all of a sudden they called it Black Sunday or something because like 15 people were let go.
Right.
And Jimbo was one of them. It was so sad.
Just the way
it crushed.
It's just the way radio
but
is.
But he came over here.
He did, and he was the star for many, many years. And for me, he's a legend. And I knew one thing when I first started out in radio. This is way back in the 80s. I said to myself, I know I've made it if Jimbo is my partner.
Aww.
Isn't that crazy? Because I listened to him growing up.
Oh, man.
On, the other. And that one station. And listening to him thinking, that's who I want to be when I grow up. And
that's
who I want to
awesome.
Be a partner
well,
with.
Well, and you were. So, yeah. So
eventually.
It came true. Yeah.
Yeah. For years and years. And the funny thing was, I prayed. I was like, God, please let me know that this is going to work and this is meant to be. And I played Allegheny Moon. That was the first song I ever played when I started working with him. And that was 14, some odd years ago. And he came in and, I had done it with another partner before he came in. And that was a few years earlier.
On KLXR?
Yeah.
Really?
And yeah, because I work with Mike.
Okay.
And so,
was Mike your morning? With who?
Mike, I think I work with Mike.
Okay.
Gosh, now I'm starting to question.
Yeah, no, because like Mike Quinn owned KLXR, which is, we share a tower here, with him, our AM signal, and the tower is down off of tower, tower lane. And so, we were able to acquire, KCNR through him because he owned the license. That's a big story in itself. And then having to take it and turn it into talk radio because it was a sports channel or something like that. So we turned it into talk radio. But while we were here, you were on with Jimbo for years.
Yes. And the funny thing was before Jimbo even came on, it wasn't, I don't know how long it was before he came in. And I said, okay, this is how it works. And he sat down and he played the same song. The first song that I played, Allegheny Moon. He played that. That was the very first song he picked out of the billions of songs he
really?
Could have chosen.
That was,
I was
a
like,
sign.
That was a billboard to me. I went, okay, this is going to work. This is good. And it was fun. It was so much fun. But then again, Mike was ready for change and we were it. So then I bounced over and I've been working for you ever since.
Well, let's just go back to that. This was your office of, this is your station. Remember the red carpet?
I was here when it was K9. That's how long ago I had worked here.
Really?
Yes. I did the All Request and Dedication show.
Fun.
No, call in. You want to hear your favorite song dedicated.
I mean, how many people go back and remember, like, I grew up in Sacramento and there would be like, if you got through and they played, this is a request. And I was like 16, 15, 14, something like that, would call in on the morning. I didn't even remember it was K-Roy. I think it was K-Roy, and they would play your song and you would just jump up and down if your name was called. Like, they're playing, Three Dog Night. Jeremiah was a bullfrog or whatever it was.
And it was funny because back in the day, that the music that we played, it still hadn't been broken up like it is now.
Right.
Because we went from Bachman Turner Overdrive to Mariah Carey.
Oh, man.
So it was quite, journey. And then you turn around, here's Michael Bolton. And it's still within that era, but everything.
Did you have playlists?
We did. We did have playlists. But
did you have, suggested playlists?
I had suggested because I was able to play pretty much, free reign.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, you're told, here's a list of music they want you to play, but then here, fill in the request in here with the song that they want. But I have honestly heard I Will Always Love You from Whitney Houston over 1,000 times.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Man. You were still you were in the cartridge days. Did you ever do, Bob Belongi, who we started with, actually did vinyl, and so did Jim Albertson.
We did. We spun vinyl
for
the Christmas shows.
Oh.
And here's the thing. People don't know this.
Wow.
But if you're spinning records, and if you bump it, here's Bing Crosby. And then you've got to find it on the record again. You know how it had the little, the circles that were 50 circles and it starts to a new song? You've got to look at the record to see where it's at, because if you bumped it by accident or something happened, someone slammed the door, it's going to jump.
Oh.
So you've got to go back and find where you are. And so you hear this in the middle of the Christmas show.
I'll never forget Clint Eastwood and Play Misty for Me. I mean, they just, the whole jazz and that whole, I just love that. And I love vinyl, and I got away from it and I'm back to it, but.
Me too.
I need a really good turntable. So I'm just putting it out there. If somebody's moving and they have that 70s, I've got clip speakers, But I mean, I would really like to go back to hearing, you know, making my listening room again. And I got away from it. I used to have my own music, studio in Sacramento that my dad and I built, and I would go in there and have all the ways that I could, you know, sing and listen and do rehearsals and everything in a music room. And, then we had a little mini flood, you know, the little river, the little creek turned into a river back in, I don't know what the date was. So it just got rid of all my electronics.
Oh,
and I never really have come back since then.
Yeah, but you know what? You will.
I will.
And we're going to come back, too,
after the
top of the hour.
Absolutely, with Dr. Norm Hall and Simpson. Looking forward to it. This is KCNR with Sue McClain and Linda Bide.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. A former executive with the Southern Poverty Law Center has been arrested. Attorney General Todd Blanche says former SPLC CFO Heidi Byrick faces bank fraud and a conspiracy charge.
I think as alleged in the indictment, this individual participated in the scheme. As alleged, I believe she was part of the effort to open bank accounts in completely fictitious companies' names and make payments that to individuals for reasons that were not that were not accurate as described.
Byrick allegedly oversaw fraudulent donor payments to informants inside hate groups, including one with whom she allegedly had a romantic relationship and held a joint bank account with. Congo's Ebola outbreak goes from bad to worse, spreading to a sixth province where one death has been reported so far. How much is an NBA franchise worth these days? In the case of the LA Lakers, a bundle.
The Los Angeles Lakers are being sold to businessmen Josh Kushner and Bob Iger for $12.5 billion, the second time in just over a year. The sale, first reported by ESPN, still needs approval from the NBA's Board of Governors, and that process can take several weeks. The Lakers were valued at $10 billion last year when Mark Walter purchased a controlling stake from the Buss family. Kushner and Iger had also been involved in trying to get an expansion team for Las Vegas, but by buying the Lakers, the two do not have to wait for that decision. If it happens, expansion could take place in the 2028-29 season. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
Wholesale inflation cooled last month as falling gas prices reversed some of the recent price spikes. On Wall Street this hour, the Dow trading 92 points higher. The Nasdaq is up 241. The S&P better by 56 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
A territorial dispute between Russia and Japan dating back to the closing days of World War II remains unresolved all these years later.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited one of four Russian-held islands claimed by Japan in his first trip to the disputed territory. Japan calls the islands the Northern Territories. Foreign Minister Toshimitsu Motegi responded saying the four islands are Japan's, quote, inherent territory, both historically and under international law. He strongly protested Putin's visit. The two countries have never signed a formal Second World War peace treaty, with the unresolved territorial dispute over the islands remaining a major obstacle.
The BBC's Kurumi Mori. The search for survivors amid the rubble of Colombia's earthquake is growing more desperate. Rescue teams are pushing up against a key time threshold to locate survivors before it's too late. News and analysis at townhall.com. Murder charges are unsealed against the son of actor film producer Rob Reiner and his wife.
A Los Angeles grand jury that has been meeting in secret has indicted Nick Reiner on murder charges in the stabbing deaths of his parents, Hollywood producers Rob Reiner and Michelle Singer Reiner. The unsealed indictment reveals few details, but alleges Nick was lying in wait for his parents before attacking them, which could make him eligible for the death penalty. The indictment comes as he seeks money from a trust his parents established for him, saying he needs it to help in his defense. In a statement, Los Angeles District Attorney Nathan Hochman says he hopes the indictment will bring them one step closer to a trial and achieving justice. I'm Jennifer King.
Lawyers for Tyler Robinson, charged with killing Charlie Kirk, argue against the death penalty for Robinson. The defense says he should not be subject to a death sentence because the gunman, quote, hit the intended target and no one else was in danger. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Go ahead. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnrradio.com. Linda Bott.
And Sue McClain.
And me.
No, we're having a good time here. Carl is, we call him on assignment, but he's really, we all know, he's off grid up in the mountains with what they call the Modoc tribe ride. All men, I don't know how many, maybe 40, 50, 60 guys, and they go on horseback up in camp and then do day rides. So it's a 3 day, 4 day trip. And, we hope he's okay because I haven't heard from him.
Oh, I'm sure he's doing great. I'm sure if there was any issues.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. They can
know.
Always get back to the trailers and they get, cause they're, they figure it. This is up, Alturas. They call it the, Warner Mountains area. Okay. So why don't you read the weather since you do that so well?
Okay. Today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny and a little bit windy later on. Now this morning, winds only around 5 to 8 miles per hour, south winds. Tonight though, it's going to kick up to around 20 miles per hour. Once again, highs in the 90s with lows in the 60s. A little bit windy tonight, winds up to 18 miles per hour. However, tomorrow those winds are going to back down. And tomorrow's going to be sunny and a high of 89, a low of 59, Saturday's high 90 and a low of 61. And Sunday, you can expect temperatures to be right around, let's say, 93 with a low of 62 and 93 for Monday and a low of 62. And the thing is, for Sunday, if you're planning on traveling, expect road closures, detours, and traffic delays on Sunday because Redding is hosting that inaugural Ironman 70.3 Northern California Triathlon.
Mm.
And so a couple of roads that will be affected, 299, the eastbound lane between Oak Bottom Marina and Rock Creek Road, they're going to close 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. with two-way traffic using the westbound lane. And once again, other traffic control measures in place for 299, I-5, and 44.
Fantastic. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, our friends out in Anderson, locally owned. It's a veteran-owned company where they always give veterans and seniors discounts. So 365-3793. And speaking of veterans and speaking of wonderful things, we're going to now throw it over to Dr. Norm Hall, who is the man in charge.
Good morning.
Hi.
The president of Simpson University. And Norm, before, you know, you did mention that we're speaking of veterans, we're a veteran-owned business here, that when you started Simpson, you've done this great big veteran outreach, but you have been by an association called the Best College for Veterans.
Yeah, a company called Abound ranked us in 2024 Best College for Veterans. And, you know, that's emblematic of gosh, we've grown 100% twice now, so I might have to check my math, but when I started, we were about 50 veterans, and now we have 150 veterans and veteran dependents that attend Simpson University. And we're just thrilled because the Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Veterans Center will be opening this year, and that will just serve all the more Simpson University is 100% sold out for and believe in and support our veterans.
So tell us about the center. I think I believe we attended something where we had a really good keynote speaker, and it was a wonderfully attended event. What's the center, and when can we expect the ribbon cutting?
Well, the ribbon cutting will be homecoming this year, October 17th, I believe, is the date right now, and the center is made up of some things that you would think veterans would want. Place that's comfortable to talk about veterans things, which there are many. Those of you out there in radio land who have served in the armed forces know that there are things that distinguish our veterans. They have unique needs related to funding and processing, transitioning from service to walking the streets with the rest of us. That's a big change. One of my cousins told me, if you haven't experienced it, you don't know what that transition looks like. It's a little bit dizzying. So we have a guy named Andrew Tuttle, who's the director of the Veterans Center, who understands all that. And he understands how to get assistance and support, financial, personal, and academic, for veterans who have those unique needs. And in the center, we're going to have some of the best coffee. There's going to be a very special coffee machine purchased by a local veteran. I don't have his permission to say it out loud.
I kind of have a feeling I know who it is.
He's an amazing guy. If you say his name, it'll be all right. He goes over and brings back veterans of foreign war over in Vietnam, and he's a chopper pilot. And
that's all you had to say.
Yeah.
When we're talking about Chuck.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You got it. You guessed it, Chuck. So I didn't say that, Chuck.
Nope.
But I'm glad that Linda
that's
is bragging
secret angel
on you.
Stuff that they do. We talk about that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He is just a gift to our community.
Yes.
And so that guy is just investing in other people all over the place. So he's providing a lot of the furniture and an amazing coffee machine, which we know veterans really like.
Absolutely.
So they'll have study rooms in there, a little larger space to meet, and then a space for the director. And then right outside the Veterans Center is a doorway to what's called Joanne's Prayer Garden, or alternatively Joanne's Healing Garden, where we'll be planting a horseshoe of redwoods. It's just intended to be a place of peace where people that need to reflect and have quiet time and think. And what a perfect place outside of the Veterans Center. And so we'll be planting those trees around homecoming with the ribbon cutting. So it's going to be a lot of fun. We hope everybody in the community comes out for the ribbon cutting. We're just absolutely blessed and thankful to serve this tremendous community, which, of course, has a lot of veterans.
It absolutely does. And a lot of, you know, these young people that are going into the military, they end up having that money so that they can attend school. Yeah. And Simpson is absolutely one of the best that they could possibly attend. I love that. I've given lectures there on communication. I did it for years.
Oh, wow.
So I would go in, and that was wonderful. So
it's also worth mentioning that Shasta College has a veteran center as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a lot of partnership with them. You know, somebody can finish their two-year degree there and then slide right over to Simpson to work on their bachelor's degree.
And so, you can go through and talk to one of the counselors there and tell them, hey, I'm interested in Simpson.
That's right.
And it's, you know, just a wonderful campus. It's beautiful.
And one thing people don't know, we do this thing called prayer learning credits. And in the military, you get a lot of training, a lot of certifications and so on. So we try to reduce the time, the seat time, classroom time, if people have a verifiable, observable training, for instance, in the military or police academy or so on, we give some credits for those life experiences toward their degree in order to shorten that time they have to spend in class.
Really?
Yeah, we want to get them through directly and capably and into the job market and a job that provides them influence and some cash in their pocket.
And so how would that look? So if someone was coming in, they had this experience, is it on paper or is it like an interview? How does that process work?
Typically they meet with somebody in admissions, mm-hmm. and curiously our dean of admissions is himself a veteran, Army veteran, so he gets it.
He was on the other day.
Oh, he was.
He's a lovely man.
Oh,
yes,
he is.
Yes.
He's got a great haircut,
he's
too.
He's amazing.
Did you notice?
Yeah. Just, it was 20 years, 25
yeah.
years.
Yeah.
And
Jerry,
yeah.
Jerry Grimshaw, tremendous guy. And so, yeah, so they meet with Jerry or one of his team. They do an assessment of the learning experiences they've had, and then they, with the Academic Affairs Office, assign credits as are appropriate.
Wow.
And so, yeah, combined with our scholarships, people in the community, you know, veterans obviously go on veterans benefits, but we've really leaned into the North State last year with the North State Promise, which is 50% discount, 50% tuition discount for all traditional undergraduate students. So if you have the Pell and Cal Grant and you live at home, you can get through by as little as $5,000 a year. And we also launched this year for the Aspire degree completion. You can get your whole degree complete in less than $15,000 a year. And so we are not out there to get rich. We have to make money to pay the faculty. But what we're doing mostly, our biggest press is to serve the North State community. And in doing that well, we've grown by... Gosh, this year, let me see, 2018, we've grown 52% overall since 2018, and then our traditional undergraduate growth has grown 57%.
Excellent.
So
okay.
I think it's all about serving the community well.
Absolutely, and we've got to take a break.
Right.
Okay.
No. Right.
I love this, and I don't want to miss it. Okay. I don't want to miss it.
No, okay. And let me go back really fast because it was Brent Thompson who came on.
Oh, yeah, 14
Brent Thompson.
Years as
yes.
a JAG.
Yes, there we go.
Yes, he's the chief of staff. And
that's
a
right.
super guy.
Okay, that's
yeah.
who we had. He was fascinating, so we love the great things here. Simpson, stay tuned. We're going to come back here on KCNR at Sue McLean and Linda Bott, along with our fabulous guest, Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson. We've got a lot to cover. A lot of people want to hear what's going on with the medical school. Let's
right.
talk about that
okay.
when we get back.
All
we'll
right.
take a break.
Age has its perks. And at Wind River Resort and Casino, Wednesdays are all about you. Calling all players 50 and better. Join us every Wednesday from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for Nifty 50 Plus Senior Day. Earn 5 times the points while using your free River Club card on your favorite slot machine. Just check in at the River Club and you're all set. Why earn points? You can build up free slot play, free prizes, and more. For more information, visit WindRiver.com. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Cinerama and Liquor Barn presents Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay in Redding on August 29th, 5 to 9 p.m. Join us for this unforgettable 21-plus event featuring over 20 craft breweries, live music, games like axe throwing and disc golf, delicious food, and more with cold beer, great company, and outdoor fun. All proceeds support Turtle Bay's educational programs and exhibitions. Don't miss Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay, Saturday, August 29th. Get your tickets now at turtlebay.org.
Join us Friday, August 28th at 5 p.m. at the Anderson VFW for the Vote Arthur Gorman fundraiser. Enjoy dinner, prize drawings, a live auction, and fellowship supporting strong schools, academic excellence, and parental rights. Every dollar helps Arthur fight for education, not indoctrination. Friday, August 28th, 5 p.m., Anderson VFW, 3210 West Center Street. Paid for by Vote Arthur Gorman for Shasta County Board of Education 2026.
Get your tickets today at VoteArthurGorman.com. That's VoteAuthurGorman.com. Are you tired of your business insurance expenses going up and up? Surprisingly, there is some relief here in California. The workers' compensation market in California is the hottest it's been in years. Companies are offering huge discounts on some worker compensation policies, and if your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation insurance lately, you're paying too much. Siskiyou Insurance Services deals with some of the best insurance companies in California. Not only for business insurance, but also workers' compensation insurance, too. Hartford, Travelers, Liberty, and more. Real estate agencies, smoking hot rates. Lawyers, some of the best rates in California. Doctor's offices and dentist offices, we have the companies. And contractors, we can write your comp, too. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services today if you want to save money on your business insurance portfolio. If your agent hasn't shopped your workers' compensation this year, you can by calling Siskiyou Insurance in Reading, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Your home deserves to look its absolute best. At Divine Shine, we provide professional window cleaning, pressure washing, soft washing, and complete exterior cleaning services for homes and businesses. From crystal clear windows to spotless driveways and beautifully refreshed home exteriors, our experienced team delivers results you'll notice immediately. Schedule your free estimate today by calling 530-900-3156. Again, that's 530-900-3156. Divine Shine, professional exterior cleaning you can count on.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
And good morning and welcome on this Thursday edition here on KCNR, the 13th of August. This is Sue McClain is in with me.
Good morning.
You're being a great, what do you want to call it?
I like sidekick.
Sidekick, yes.
You know,
you're
Linda,
sidekick.
You know, you and Carl, you know, it's Carl and Linda Bott in the morning. And I just get to fill in. And this has been so much fun.
It's fun.
Been an honor.
Well, we have fun.
It's been great.
We're not, you know, like, as a husband and wife, sometimes we bicker. And I don't even, he rolls his eyes. I cut him off. He'll cut me off. And people hear it. And they say, oh, I heard your show today. I hope you guys survived it. You know, I'm like, what? You know, you don't even realize it. So here we are. We're having a great time, respecting one of each other's spaces as, you know, sidekicks do.
And
so thank you, Sue.
It's knowing when to be quiet, too. It's knowing when it's like, I need to be quiet. But this morning, this is exciting because we have a very special guest in today.
Yes, we do. Dr. Norm Hall from Simpson.
Hey.
And we spoke in the first 15 minutes, and you did shared with us the Maurice Johannesson and Marianne Johannesson Center and the veterans, how we're up to 150 veterans attending Simpson. The number's growing, so thank you for that. But I know that you have been spearheading what it is to actually the thought and the try and the what do you want to call it, the go to bring a medical school into Reading.
Mm-hmm. That's right. So you probably want to know how that started.
Well, and actually share with our listeners, like, where's the path, where, what's happening, how are we involved?
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I was, you know, when I arrived here, my first doctor was Dr. Mu, and we all know that Dr. Mu is the one that that called out that we're in a crisis. Mm-hmm. Let me just say for your listeners, if you don't already know, and this is a verifiable fact, not only are there less doctors per head per capita here in the North State, it's a major crisis that is coming still. 40% of our doctors are over 60.
Really?
40% of our doctors are general practitioners are over 60. We have a shortage right now, and nobody's coming to save us. Now, I have to say that certainly Davis has brought in doctors in recent years, five or six at a time, right? Mm-hmm. What we discovered is that we need to complement that with more docs. And so I was asked to be on a committee, a coalition, which was the result, really, of Paul Danuka when he was running for city council, and Kevin Cry on the county board saying, hey, this is a problem. We need to get after it. And then others, including Matt Plummer and others said, hey, this has got to, in fact, in our strategic plan for the county, it calls for between $1 million and $10 million invested in this issue in the coming years. So I was asked to be on a committee and then became chair of the committee with some superstars like Drs. Irene and Jason Salter, Dean Germano, Christy Coleman, Darren Gordon, Josh Barker. We all know Josh Barker, real estate, who's also our vice chair of the board, Michael Sommeyer, our new provost, and then, of course, Paul Danuka, Todd Smith, and we got together and began to study and get letters of support. We have 18 letters of support for this being a crisis that needs a solution from virtually all of the hospitals all the way out to Susanville and over to the coast, and from the two major hospital providers here in our community, the Chamber of Commerce, the county, the city, and everybody said, hey, we got to do something. So we began to research, and I funded a trip for several of these people to go to Pikeville, Kentucky. Now you ask, why Pikeville, Kentucky? Well, because they're the most like us in terms of economics and challenge. In Appalachia, they had the same problems that we did. And some people might say that in current day economics, the North State has as many or more challenges as Appalachia in terms of the divide between the haves and the have-nots and the economic challenges. And at UPike, they have in a coal seam 2 hours from an interstate, they are graduating 150 doctors every year.
What?
So we went and studied how they did it and what they did it and said, hey, we could do this. And they have a system whereby they recruit doctors locally. They send them out in their residency in what's called a hub-and-spoke model. So they recruit locally. They go to school locally. They do their hub-and-spoke clinicals or residencies all over the place, and then a high percentage of those people come back and serve in the rural space because that's where they came from. And so we said, hey, we could do this. So we built a return on investment model with a company called the CFO Colleague. And we began to work with another company called Salud, who has been a part of standing up 10 similar schools. And then we wrote a case study and a business plan and began to get that out to co-collaborators, potentially investors, saying, hey, this is doable. However, it's very, very expensive. And other places have figured out how to do it. I still am very, very hopeful that the county will jump in because it's in their strategic plan. And our coalition of local leaders have said, we got to do this. We have a letter of support from the county. And so at some point in the near future, we'll be asking them to level up and be a part of this financially. But, of course, I'm working with a company called Loop Finance, which helps structure the what's called the escrow. The accrediting body requires you to have $60 million in escrow, which is largely kind of a gate to keep venture capital out of the medical school space.
All right. That makes sense.
And yeah. And so anyway, I got going.
It's good things. Because I want to find out, like, what does it take? You said you're looking at a financial loop company. They're called right. Looper. $60 million. Like, I'm like, okay, right. What does it take for us as a community to be forward thinking with a shortage of doctors? Like, if somebody just won $1 billion plus in the lottery.
Right.
What does it take if somebody said, I love my community.
Yeah.
I have this money, yeah. Or I want to grant it, or I want to, have it earmarked for this.
Let's back up just a minute. Some of what is required to get this off the ground is a university. And so I don't know if people know that north of Sacramento, we're the only university with the charter. Now, Humboldt and Chico don't have the charter to have a medical school. So north of Sacramento, which is as big as Ohio, California is ranked dead last in the states that have medical schools. One of our greatest imports is students leaving the state to go to medical school. So what you have to have is need. We have tremendous need. The studies show there will undoubtedly be hundreds of people apply for each position. And then you have to have someone with medical knowledge. Obviously, you know, our nursing program has grown significantly in recent years. And you have to have a sense about an ecosystem thinking about all the medical things. So obviously our nursing program has, I can't imagine what traveling nurses would have cost the local region if we hadn't started a nursing program some years ago.
Oh my.
So this coming years, we've grown by about 40%. We'll start graduating 90 a year. So at the same time, we launched kinesiology. We have pre-med, pre-vet, pre-dental at the university. We have psych with an MACP, Masters of Counseling Psychology. And then before I was asked to get on this committee, we were already working on launching a family nurse practitioner program, which people say that needs to be in place if you're really thinking about a medical school.
Mm-hmm.
So we were already working on all this, and right now we're halfway. In fact, we were funded by the federal government. That answers one of your questions. Mm-hmm. How do we do this?
Yeah.
Funding. You have to know how to get funding from the federal government. So we just got $990,000 recently to help us fund the launch of the Family Nurse Practitioner Program.
Perfect.
Which should start next fall. And then we have also, we're one step into a two-step process with our accreditors to launch a doctorate in psychology. Since we're all here from the North State, we know that's a tremendous need here in the North State. And there have been efforts recently to open some facilities. Simpson's job is to bring our expertise to the county's greatest needs. And so, similarly, as we look at a medical school, you have to have some know-how, you have to have strong accreditation. But then you have to have, there are three things, you've heard Paul DeNuca say this, people, money, and accreditation.
Mm-hmm.
We feel like the people, we've already talked to a lot of the people who have access to the clinicals, the residencies. We feel like we have an access plan to get that set up. A lot of people will say, well, we don't know if you could do that. We don't know if there's enough hospitals in the North State. Let me also tell you that some of the hospitals in the North State who are really in trouble, we believe that the residencies who would be a part of their programs mm-hmm. would be a part of a salve to a larger issue. So you have to have a plan for the residencies. You have to have people who want to be on board. You have to have accreditation. And then you have to have money. And so there are at least two major parts. There could be three. We're not talking about building a big fancy building. We're talking about renting a building and renovating that building in order to, so let's say a larger building in the community, it's not being maximized ideally, and we are talking to some people right now
mm-hmm.
about buildings in our community. The co-accreditation wants about 80,000 square feet to do a medical school. So you can buy it, you can renovate it. They just need to see when they come that you have that kind of space for lecture and so on. So So the model is $60 million in escrow, which I mentioned to you. We have a company that helps structure people who want to be invested. It's a very secure investment, but you have to have it. And then you have to have $60 million to start the actual school. And we can get into that after the break.
All right. Okay. We're here with Dr. Norm Hall. Great, fabulous information. I don't know if this doesn't inspire people that are listening today. I don't know. We've got people that are in the trenches and trying to make it really happen. So more with Dr. Hall when we come back here from KCNR. We'll take a break and be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Reading Rancheria for their support over the years, providing funding with our story time books for families in the local area.
Big thing is with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Redding, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
To laugh until it hurts. The legendary Gary Owen is bringing his unfiltered, unscripted, and wildly hilarious No Hard Feelings Tour to the Wind River Event Center Sunday, August 30th. Voted one of the most in-demand touring comedians in the country. This event is sure to make you laugh from the start. Tickets start at just $60 plus fees. For all the details or to snag your ticket, call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Guys, if you think antique stores aren't your thing, well, you've never been to Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Sure, you'll find great furniture and home decor, but that's just the beginning. Check out fishing gear, hunting apparel and supplies, military and war memorabilia, beer steins, sports collectibles, jerseys, vintage photographs, some signed, and collectible trading cards. Whether you're a lifelong collector or just looking for something unique for your man cave, you'll find treasures around every corner. Browse shelves of classic DVDs, VHS movies, CDs, and books. Discover quality copper cookware that's built to last. Or pick up a few favorites from the Amish food section featuring jams and popcorn, even soaps and lotions. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles. Open Monday from 10 to 6, Thursday through Saturday 10 to 6, and Sunday from noon to 5. Closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Memory Lane Antiques Vintage and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
Craving something delicious and refreshing? Come try the new blackened chicken and shrimp salad at Charlie's Tap House, your perfect summer treat. And don't forget the big flipping pizza, all 36 inches of it. Bring the whole crew. Our kid-friendly party room keeps you entertained while you dine. Then cool off with our homemade gelato with flavors changing every week. See you at happy hour 7 days a week from 3 to 6 with appetizers, beer and wine, and 25% off the beer wall where you pay by the ounce, local beer rotating. Charlie's Tap House, located in the Shasta Gateway. Great food, great fun, and the flavors of summer waiting for you.
At Redding Heating and Air, we don't just promise fast service. We put our money where our mouth is. How does $500 in cold, hard cash sound?
Whoa, $500? Kelvin, are we serious?
Dead serious, young fella. If we don't have your new system installed within 72 hours of booking, we'll pay you $500 cash. You know, back in my day...
72 hours? Kelvin, can you even move that fast?
Anyway... That's the old-fashioned way of doing things, Chili. We respect a neighbor's time. We show up when we say we will, and we hustle until the job is done right.
It pays to use Redding Heating and Air. Restrictions apply. Visit RedingHeatingAir.com to schedule your 72-hour install today.
Wait, let's get to work.
Redding Heating and Air. Old-fashioned service, modern-day solutions.
It is Thursday. Welcome back to our wonderful show. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance. Judy Maxwell and her staff serving the North State and beyond. I know our insurance is with Maxwell. One-stop insurance shop and financial needs under one roof. Helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners since 1993. You can go online to MaxwellIF.com and find out all about her company. Wonderful people located at Hilltop Drive. Come back. This is Linda Bott. Welcome back to KCNR. Sue McLean's with me this morning.
I'm just keeping Linda company.
No, you're doing a great
thing. And I'm having a great time.
Yeah, and we've got Dr. Norm Hall. Do you have something that why we've been talking and hearing fascinating information about this medical school, all that goes into, it's all the undergrad, it's kind of like preparing the earth. And all of the things that you have to do with a great mind, with a great thought, with a great, integrity aspect of we're in severe issue troubles, if you will, with the lack of having medical doctors in our area.
Right.
And
absolutely.
And more, I mean, I've gone concierge now because more and more are.
Me too.
Yeah.
Couldn't get it done.
Yeah. And if I did, it would be 2 to 3 weeks out. You're not helping me with something I need right now.
Right.
So I found that it's really kind of not a large fee, but it's a fee that every month that if I need a prescription and I forgot or I need to get in for something, get my blood drawn, whatever, let's talk about it, they're right there.
So you'll appreciate this. One of the doctors I was talking to, I'm not going to present facts and figures here, but a regular doctor said to me, Norm, you need to think about how many people can't afford concierge.
Right.
And they have lifelong. I was talking to a specialist in the heart space at one of these meetings who said, you can't imagine how people who are able to get in with insurance to see the heart doctor who are almost begging us to help them manage their diabetes because they can't find a regular doctor that they can go see. So the point was made to me that the people that can't afford concierge and some of the things that we're just really blessed to have available to us, their lives are notably shorter.
Absolutely.
So you could say people are dying because there's not doctors available to give them care and wisdom and guidance. And when a community gets to that space, we've got to do something. And there's no question, ladies, this is a giant lift. Simpson University doesn't have on hand $60 million or the escrow. Well, we're going to have to do this as a community. And what's clear, as you said, look at Kentucky, Pikeville. They decided that it was a priority, and they got it done. And as I've said, Simpson has the academic and the accreditation creds. And we know how to do it. We have great hospitals here in town who have shown that they're interested in being a part of this. We just got to gather together. We're going to have parties. We're going to have fundraisers. And, of course, you know, I'm talking to Heather Hadwick right now. She's working in the state to try to get us some bucks to drive the next phase of this. And Gallagher has been a big fan. Of course, Doug LaMalfa, whom I count as a friend. And Jill, Doug was encouraging us on this. I've had conversation with Schiff and Padilla, and I'm very bipartisan on this, folks. I'm hoping to talk to Huffman soon, and Steny Hoyer, who had been the Democratic whip, said to me in Washington, I was eating wings with Steny Hoyer, and he said, hey, look, Dr. Hall, what you need to know is that your local community needs to be all in, and they need to have skin in the game, because if I'm going to ask people like Schiff and Padilla and Gallagher and Huffman to look in on what's going on in Reading, you got to be all rowing in the same direction.
Right.
So on the break, you were asking me, Linda, you know, what's it going to take? Number one, we got to be all rowing in the same direction. I don't know how many of your listeners have read or watched the movie Boys in the Boat.
Yes.
It's all about rowing in the same direction, not working against each other, not allowing it to be politicized, but saying, hey, folks, we're all going to get going on this. And let me tell you what, Paul Danuka is a saint, because that guy has put a significant amount of personal money into this, thousands of hours of time, and so has the county. And so have many people on our coalition. So it's just more of that. We're going to have to chase it. Now, soon we're going to have a meeting with Northern Valley Medical Association, and we think that they're ready to give us a full endorsement. That's a really important oar in the water. And, yeah, it's a very important oar in the water.
Love that.
And I'm working with some specialists in Washington, D.C., who chase federal grant monies, HCI, CEFA, CHEFA, and so on, all kinds of things that people don't know what they are, but they're grants. They're federal grants. And we'll be chasing earmark as well. So it's going to be a combination of local money, federal money, state money, and Simpson University is going to raise a lot of money. And it's worth mentioning that my own board of trustees has said to me, we're all in by virtue of a vote. But they've also said, Norm, you know, we don't have the funds to do this. You're going to have to orchestrate a whole North State community action.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's happening. Can I say something
Please.
To you too, by the way?
Yes.
Folks who are not in the studio, I'm going to say something a little bit racy. Sue and Linda are awesome. They've prepared, they've read the document I gave them to prepare. I don't know if you guys need Carl anymore. I'm just saying, I meant to say that after the break, but I'm sitting there and you guys are listening, you're asking great questions, you're not interrupting. I don't know how to behave. I mean, Carl would have interrupted me two or three times
by now. At least by now. Totally. And then said I was the one that did it.
Oh, yeah. Haircuts and shooting varmints and all kinds of stuff. So, Carl, if you're listening, I think Linda and Sue are the new dynamic duo, brother. I'm really angling, hoping that Carl takes me hunting, frankly. So, all right.
Get a horse. He's on horseback.
All right.
First of all, we didn't cover something that you have down there.
We've got 30 seconds.
Before we have to take our next break, when we come back, did we talk about Vituity? It's a physician-owned healthcare organization.
Yeah. Let me tell you about that.
When we come back.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Hi, I'm Rob Keenan, KIXC-PBS General Manager. I want to thank Redding Rancheria for their support over the years in providing funding with our storytime books for families in the local area.
Jake Mangus with Mercy Foundation North. We'd like to thank Redding Rancheria for being a great partner in healthcare and a great partner in giving.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Looking for big wins and high stakes excitement? Look no further than Bingo at Wind River Resort and Casino. They're shaking things up with our massive monthly $1,999 special. One-season jackpots are waiting. Prefer the classic feel? Don't miss our fan favorite paper-only night. Plus, keep the adrenaline pumping with our $5 progressive game. The prize pool just keeps growing until somebody hits it big. So grab your jobbers and bring your lucky charm. Your adventure begins here at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Everybody calls the St. Alliance.
Could someone you know use a little extra comfort right now? Alliance Heating and Air is proud to team up with Lennox to bring Feel the Love to our community, a special program providing free heating and cooling systems to homeowners in need. A simple nomination can make a big difference. Nominate today at homecomfort.org or call 2212-642 Alliance Heating and Air, because everybody calls us. 2212-642.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And welcome back to our last edition here on this Thursday. Sue McClain, thanks so much for being with me, hanging in there.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you gave me great energy. You're wonderful.
Wonderful.
And you've already been up and you did the Sue McClain News Hour.
Yes, and it has to do with coffee.
It has to pop over here. We're talking about great coffee here. 8:49 in the morning. It's the 13th. This is Linda Bott. Carl, tomorrow, hopefully Sue can join me again. We have a chock full morning as well, but right now we're here with a very special guest, and we have been talking with Dr. Norm Hall. We've really been getting such great information about what it takes in order to get a medical school sanctioned and up, and we can use it, we have the accreditation to get it done, et cetera. But before we took a break, we talked about Vituity is a physician-owned healthcare organization that partners with hospitals and health systems to provide and managing clinical services. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. The bottom line is these folks have a lot of lines into the space where we're going to have to set up the experiential learning for docs. And so with literally thousands of managed clinical services, we're really fortunate that Paul Wong, who's on our coalition, plugged us in. He's a member at Vituity, and we had an initial meeting. So the reason, Linda, I know you're bringing that up because that's the kind of thing people would like to say, well, we don't know if you can, you know, it's really complex to set up all these relationships to get your doctor's experiential learning. That is just one of the elements that is already coming into play to say, yes, this can be done. One of the things that happens when you do something this big, and I feel like I'm let me tell you this fun story. One time I played winter paintball.
Oh.
So I said to myself.
Did you get hurt?
Yes. I was with students, and I said to myself, there's snow on the ground where we were. I'm going to wear a white sweatsuit.
Oh, okay.
And
nice.
Turn it inside out.
All right.
So I'm hidden. Well, the problem is, once you get hit a few times, you look like a kaleidoscope running across the rims.
Oh.
And those pellets.
Might want to rethink that, buddy.
The other thing is that those pellets freeze in the wintertime.
Oh.
So it felt like live rounds, as close as I've ever known. So when you step out on the landscape and say, hey, we could do this, it's a little bit like those pellets are all flying at you saying, no, we can't. And here's why we can't. No, we can't. Here's why we can't. Vituity is an example of yes, we can. Yes, we can. The 18 letters that we have from local hospitals in the city, in the Chamber of Commerce, and individuals and people who have been docs in this community who are saying, go, man, go. I'm going to listen to those voices, and I hope that we all are in that space, listening to the voices that say, hey, we can do this.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Think about, again, boys in the boat, the people who said, you Americans don't know how to row, you haven't really played in the big time, and we went over to Germany and said, yes, we can. Yes, we can.
That was a great show.
I love that
great
story.
Movie. It gives me chills, actually. Well, it's, you know, this is a good time to segue into Yes, We Can.
Yeah.
And talk about your athletic programs that you've got going on. And you mentioned at the break that you're going to be playing this year, which sport and what location?
Well, I should say I'm going to segue into that. This last year we had 5 conference titles.
Oh,
so I don't know if Redhawks roar, but if they do, that's us. Both men's and women's cross country won their conference. Women's volleyball won their conference, and women's basketball won their conference. And a lot of those kids are local. And let me tell you what: if you want to see, you can watch pro ball, basketball, baseball, whatever. On TV, there is nothing like college ball. Those kids play like, you know, if you study South American, they used to say they had a game that played like soccer, but like the team that didn't win were sacrificed.
Right.
That's how college kids play. It's like,
this is it.
Everything.
All in.
It's all in. They leave it all on the field. You got to come out to one of our basketball games. So sports, I'll just tell you, ladies, because you're such good listeners, in this day and age, the bachelor's degree at a private liberal arts institution, a Christian institution like ours, that's something of a specialty. And it costs a little bit. Even with our discounts, it's something that costs a little bit. And people vote with their feet and their pockets, and they're saying very clearly what they want is really good curriculum and co-curriculum. So our students graduate, we like to say we want them to graduate with effusive faith, critical competence, and courageous leadership to take light to dark places. And so we have to attract them with the sports and the career opportunities that they want, and then get them into internships before they graduate so that they're attached to this community, right? So along the way, we're saying to ourselves, well, in addition to things like our new program in global studies, which is really big and getting a lot of attention, and our nursing program and family nurse practitioner and PsyD, we have to have the sports that draw those kids in. Because the kids have said to me, hey, look, Dr. Hall, I know you want me to have a transformative education, but I want to play my sport and I want to have good experience. So we've gone to school on that. We've taken action on the sports that best serve the North State. Of course, you know about bass fishing. But a couple of years ago, we did a big lift that, again, pellets flying from everywhere. There's no way a little North State school can start football. Well, you know what? We did. And I've got a coach this year, Travis Utter, who said, you know, we've paid our dues. We're in the SEC of the NAIA, which is the Frontier Conference, and we've taken our beatings, and they better watch out this year because Travis Utter has a plan. He tells me that we're going to win quite a few games this year, and we've got some kids. You know, we were playing with 1,000 pounds light on both sides of the ball the last 2 years. That's what happens when you start a new program.
Right.
But we're not anymore. Let me tell you what, we've fed a lot of kids a lot of cheeseburgers. We doubled the size of our weight room. We have tremendous coaches, and Travis Utter's going to win some games. If you're in Rotary, Thursday Rotary, you'll meet him today. But he's going to do a tremendous job. And then Jose Sanchez we brought in for an absolute rocketing women's flag football. Last year, in our first year, we made it to the playoffs in the West Coast. If you want to see a sport that's crazy, if you put in your search engine, Simps University Women's Flag Football Schedule, it'll take you to the schedule, and not only will you be able to see when the games are, but also see it on live, or you can come to campus and watch a game. It's a whole other game of excitement. And let me tell you guys who are out there who wonder if women can play football. The question is solved for me. Because not only can they play, they are inventive, they are smart, they are athletic, and they are motivated. You got to come out to a game. Then in addition, we have a new baseball coach, Wilson Kessel, who used to be the assistant baseball coach, who is absolutely a rock star. Dan Tating did a great job. We love Dan Tating. He brought up Wilson Kessel, and Wilson Kettle is he's ready to go. The tea kettle is on the stove. It's whistling. it's time to get people around the table because Wilson Kessel is going to lead us to a championship. I have absolutely no doubt. And of course, you know, we built a baseball field in recent years. And some have said it's the best baseball field on the West Coast.
Really?
Not necessarily all the amenities, but the work they did to make the playing surface excellent and the view of Mount Shasta on a clear day.
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable.
It is. If you haven't seen it, you need to go out and check it out for yourself.
All right.
And then I got to tell you one more thing on the sports space. We've moved our program to Central Valley this year. We're really excited.
This is football.
Yeah, football is going to play at Central Valley. They have a tremendous facility. Their coach is, of course, an alumni. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
We're very, very thankful for Foothill and that they availed their facility the first 2 years. And we're very, very excited to go a little bit closer. Shasta Lake City has been a tremendous friend to Simpson University. and we're going to have some tremendous. And it, coincidentally, this Saturday we're going to have a scrimmage with Shasta. I believe it's over at Shasta. We're going to scrimmage them, and there's nothing more fun than a rivalry. So, and then one more thing. People say, "How are you going to continue to grow?" Well, we're launching marching band. We just
really?
Had a marching,
marching
band.
Yeah. Band. I was in the marching band.
So, So think about all the kids in the North State who are going to schools that have marching band, and then you tell me where there is in this big state that's as big as Ohio up here north of Sacramento. Where can they go to be in the marching band?
Hopefully we get to see them in the Rose Bowl this year.
Why not? That may be a little quick.
Well,
we need a year to recruit. I think what you're going to see is a pep band at the basketball games first.
Okay.
Maybe a drum line, and then the beginnings of a marching band next fall. So,
jeez, I love that.
Lots of good things.
So
then, of course, you know, we're building our business technology and engineering building. We'll be opening that this year. And business, especially with AI, as well as engineering, are growing themselves, taking off like rocket ships.
Well, so it's been a treat to have you on today. We've reached our 9 o'clock where our news is on, and thank you so much.
It goes fast.
Dr. Norm Hall, you are amazing. Everything that's happening at Simpson University. Everybody go online. See how you can support, show up, maybe